girls from Wisconsin named Morgan and Anissa lured their best friend Peyton into the woods, stabbed her 19 times with a kitchen knife, and then left her to die. The girls were put in juvenile detention to await sentencing. The case made national news, and Morgan was diagnosed with early-onset schizophrenia. This all occurred because of the story of Slenderman, which we are going to tell you now.
On one cold gray Tuesday, two middle schoolers, Tim and Zach, were waiting in the school parking lot for their parents to pick them up. They were usually there by 2:40, but it was already 3, and the kids were still waiting. They didn't want to walk home, as they lived quite far from school, but they couldn't stand to be out in the cold anymore, so they decided to take the trek. They started on the sidewalk, but then Tim mentioned the shortcut through the woods that he had heard other children talking about. Zach was hesitant. "I don't know," he said. "Haven't you heard about the Slenderman?" Tim laughed at this stupid remark. "No, but I'm sure it's no big deal, and there's nothing to be worried about. Why don't you just tell me as we walk?" "I think you would want to know about this before you decided that you wanted to go in there," Zach said. "Oh my gosh, quit being stupid. Let's just go." So the kids proceeded to enter the woods as Zach told the story of the Slenderman. He told him about how he preyed on children, beckoning them into the woods and inviting them to kill in order to be initiated into his proxy. Tim wouldn't admit it, but the story did creep him out, and it didn't help that they were in the exact environment in which Slenderman attacked his victims. He refused to show his fear and kept on going. "Did you hear that?" Tim asked. "What? No. Stop messing around, Tim. You're not going to scare me." "No, I'm being serious. Did you really not hear that sound? I could have sworn I heard someone walking. The leaves rustled. I know it." "Drop the act, Tim. It's not funny anymore. Can we just focus on getting home? Do you even know where we are going?" This silenced Tim as he came to the realization that they were in fact lost. They had been at it for a long time, and the sun was starting to go down. They tried to get their bearings and figure out where they were, but they were truly stuck. They just randomly picked a direction to head in and started walking. "Hey," a loud voice echoed through the woods. "Are you kids lost?" Startled, but in a way relieved to hear the voice of another person, Tim responded, "Yes. I was out here collecting some wood for a fire, and I thought I heard someone walking back here. It's late. You guys need to get out of these woods. Come on over here, and I'll help you kids get home." Zach was a bit hesitant, as he was still spooked from Tim's telling of the story of Slenderman. But Tim confidently started heading toward where the voice was coming from, and Zach didn't want to appear frightened, so he followed. Suddenly, the boys heard a terrifying high-pitched scream. "Let's go," Tim exclaimed as he started running. Zach was tagging slightly behind Tim and not paying any attention to what he was doing. He tripped over a log and fell face first into the ground. Tim, distracted by the adrenaline pumping through his body, didn't realize Zach had fallen. When Zach finally mustered up the strength to get up from the ground, Tim was nowhere to be found. But when he turned a corner, he was disgusted by what he saw. It was Tim, as well as another one of their classmates, laying on the ground with knives lodged into their throats. Speechless, Zach dropped to his knees and began to cry. He noticed a letter sitting next to the bodies, and he opened it up to read it. No need to grieve, Zach. Your friends are in a better place. They have been initiated into the proxy, Slenderman.